अरुणाचल शिव, अरुणाचल शिव, अरुणाचल शिव, अरुणाचल, अरुणाचल शिव, अरुणाचल शिव, अरुणाचल शिव, अरुणाचल।
Inside the Arunachala temple, there is an Ayiram Kal Mandapam, a big hall with 1,000 pillars. Balaswami Ramana sat near one of the pillars and immersed himself and was oblivious to the surroundings. At noon, some young urchin kids walked inside the temple complex. They saw a young boy of their age sitting with his eyes closed near a pillar. They thought that he was sleeping. So they went near him and said, "Hey, get up, Endruda," they said. He did not. They shook his shoulder, shook his head, but there was no reaction. They thought that he was faking. So they started throwing small stones at him. They would not let him sit with peace. So Balaswami Ramana shifted to a vault under the same hall. Actually, it was a pit, a mixture of mud and stones, 4-5 feet down to the ground. The vault is now called as Padala Lingam. Balaswami Ramana sat inside the vault and immersed in himself. He was oblivious to his body, oblivious whether it was day or night. You know, the state in which he was has no moon or sun. The Mundaka Upanishad sings, "Na tatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam." Bhagavan also sings,
"Kapahal gilla veru vedi vipinya ramiti rogomba Arunachala." Rapahal gilla veru vedi vipinya ramiti rogomba Arunachala. Rapahal gilla veru vedi vipinya Arunachala.
One day, a devotee named Vengatrama Mudaliar came to the temple. He saw some urchin kids throwing stones at something. He ran to drive them away. When he came near the vault, the great Siddha Sheshadri Swamikal emerged from the vault. "Swami, what are you doing here?" Mudaliar asked. "Go and see for yourself," Seshadri Swamikal replied with a grin. The Mudaliar went inside the vault. There he saw a young boy sitting in samadhi. He was shocked to see and scrolling on his body and blood oozing due to the biting of the insects. He also saw pus in his thigh. With the help of his friends, he shifted Balaswami to a mandapam in front of Subrahmanya Swami Sannidhi. For about 4 months, Balaswami stayed inside the temple complex of Arunachala. He never spoke. Now let us see some of Bhagavan's attendants. The very first person who served Balaswami Ramana was Uddandi Nayanar. This happened in 1896 itself. The next one was Annamalai Tambiran. Tambiran was a caretaker of a small samadhi shrine known as Gurumurtam, which is in the suburb of Thiruvannamalai. His headquarters was at Madurai. Tambiran wished to serve Balaswami, so he gently walked the Swami from the temple to Gurumurtam and started serving him. Tambiran considered Balaswami as Dakshinamurti himself, So he wished to worship him as he worships God in the temple. So one day he started collecting materials for worship: sandal paste, incense, camphor, flower, fruits, milk, and so on. Balaswami understood the intention of Thambiran. So he took a charcoal and wrote on the wall, "Food alone is service needed to this." Thambiran was stunned. What? This young Swami could read and write Tamil? He was excited. He went and told the news to one Mr. Venkatrama Iyer, who was the chief accountant of Thiruvannamalai. Mr. Iyer was thrilled. "Is it so? Is it so? Then we can find out his name and the name of his birthplace," he said with enthusiasm. Iyer walked to Gurumurtam, went near the Balaswami with folded hands and said, "Swami, may I know your good name and the name of the place of your birth?" The Balaswami was silent. The Iyer asked several times, but Balaswami was silent. Finally, he kept a paper and pencil before the Balaswami and said, "Swami, until you tell me, I will be sitting here and fasting." At once Balaswami wrote, "Venkatraman, Tiruchuri." On seeing that, Iyer was doubly shocked because it was written in English. Now let us shift the story to Ramana's mother. When Ramana left home at the age of 16, his mother was at Mana Madurai. When she heard that her son had left home leaving a note, she cried in agony.
Shrutva tam sutam ramanam tyaktva griham shivam anveshanaya ati dukkena rudanti sada prarthayamasa param shivam.
She prayed to Shiva not for 1 or 2 days, but for 2 years. Suddenly, Madurai uncle died. So the entire family went to Madurai to attend the funeral. At that time, a young man known to the family told Nellayappar, "Uncle, uncle, I heard through a man called Thambiran of a mutt here praising very highly of a Balaswami of Thiruvannamalai. He says that the Swami's native place is Tiruchuri. Do you think that it could be our Venkatraman?" At once, Nellayappar left for Thiruvannamalai to find out whether Balaswami was really their boy, and if so, to bring him back home. At that time, Balaswami was in mango grove. Uncle Nellayappar saw a young boy with matted hair, long nails, clad with only kaupinam, with a dusty body and eyes looking somewhere beyond the world. It took several seconds for him to recognize that the young sage was their Venkatraman. He burst into tears. Then he pleaded several times to come back home with him, but Balaswami kept silence. So finally he bowed at him and went back home. Then in December, Mother Aragamma went to Thiruvannamalai with her eldest son Nagaswami. This time Balaswami Ramana was at Pavarakkunru. From a distance, the mother saw her son lying on a rock.
Drishtva tam sutam ramanam ekantam shilayam shayanam abhavat tasyaha hridayam spotanam agachat prarudanti tasya samipe.
Unable to control her emotion, She cried aloud, "Venkatrama, Venkatrama, Venkatrama," and walked towards him. Balaswami Ramana heard his mother's voice. He got up, and there he saw his mother walking towards him, weeping and tottering. Mother hugged Venkatraman and said, "Venkatrama, Venkatrama, why did you leave home even without telling me? Have you forgotten your mother?" She cried, she cried. She was there in Pavarakunru with Balaswami for several days. Daily she would plead him to come home, but Balaswami kept silence. A man named Pachayappa Pillai, who was watching everything from a distance, begged Balaswami, "Swami, Swami, she is your mother, Swami. She is crying, Swami. At least write some message to her, Swami." Ramana wrote, "God, who is everywhere, makes each one of us play our role according to our karma. Whatever has to take place will certainly take place, even if you try to stop it, and vice versa. Therefore, the best course is to remain in silence." With a heavy heart, Mother Arahamma went back home with Nagaswami. There she met with tragedies. First, she lost her son, and then lost Uncle Nalayappar. At Tiruvannamalai, Balaswami Ramana moved to Virupaksha cave on the hill. He was 20 years old then. People started addressing him as Brahmana Swami. 7 years passed by. One day,
"Yekada Brahmana Swami Virupaksha Guha Samipe Yekante Shila Marukhya Atmanishta Nimagna Samaye Kaschid Brahmana Yuva Duhitagatim Tam Samipe Agatya Shashtanga Namaskaram Akarot."
It was Kartikai Deepam Day. Brahmana Swami was sitting alone on a rock near Virupaksha cave. A young man in his late 20s rushed near him and fell at his feet, did Shashtanga Namaskara. Then with joined palms, he pleaded, "Swami, I have read all the scriptures, performed japa on almost all the famous mantras. I have observed hundreds of penance and austerities, yet I am not liberated. I do not know where I am going wrong. I take refuge in thee. Please help me." The man was Ganapati Shastri Hari, a very learned man, a well-known man in the society. He has already seen Ramana a few times, but his mind refused to surrender to him. His ego was thwarting him from surrendering to Bhagavan. His problem was this: how can I bow to a person who was unknown to the world, no disciples, no status? And what others will think of me if I surrender to him? Finally, by the grace of Bhagavan, he surrendered. For a while, Ramana did not speak. Then he spoke slowly but firmly and with compassion.
"Naan yendru vayal navilade un armanathaan naan yendru enga undum ena naade."
Find out the root of the I thought and abide there. That is japa, said Ramana. The Ganapati Shastrikar was thrilled to hear the Upadesha. With great joy, he told his disciples, "I have found my guru. He is your guru also. He is the guru for the entire world. He is Bhagavan. He is real Rishi. He is Maharishi. He is Ramana. He is Bhagavan Ramana Maharishi."
Jaya Jaya Ramana Maharishi,
பாஹி மாம் பாஹி. The next important event happened in 1911. A white man named Humphreys visited Bhagavan and also learned from him. Later he wrote an article about Bhagavan in the International Psychic Gazette, England. That spread the name and fame of Bhagavan in the West. In 1913, Bhagavan's mother Aragamma visited Bhagavan. Mother noticed great changes in her son's life. 15 years ago, when she saw her son in Pavarakundru, he was 18 years old, utterly detached to everything and everybody, and was sitting alone, nobody to care for him. But now her son has a shelter and people to take care of him. She saw great scholars and educated people doing Pada Namaskar to her son, addressing him as Maharishi. She noticed her son answering their questions softly but to the point. She saw her son smiling at children and patting them with affection. She saw monkeys and other animals moved very friendly with her son. The entire scene was very, very pleasing. She went back home, but again she met with a tragedy. Her daughter-in-law died, leaving a newborn male child. The very next year, that is in 1914, mother visited her son again. But unfortunately, this time she fell sick with typhoid. In those days, there was no medicine for it. The mother was almost at the verge of death and was in delirium. On seeing that, Ramana prayed to Arunachala, "O Lord of Death,
Kala Kala Un Kamala Padam Charnda Balaninraal Paal Andha Kalanthaan Kala Kala Un Kamala Padam Charnda Balaninraal Paal அந்த காலந்தான் வாராவகை உன்கால் வாரிசமே காட்டுவாய் யாராயிற்காலனுமே மாயாமய கமதை மாற்றருண மாமலையன் தாயார் மய ககற்ற தாமதம் ஏன் மாயா மயக்கமதே மாற்றருணமா மலையன் தாயார் மய ககற்ற தாமதம் ஏன் தாயாகி தன்னை அடைந்தார் வினையின்றா கருத்தாவார் உலகில் உன்னை எல்லால் உண்டோ ஊரே சுனு சுனு சாது.
Father Arunachala, are you also not a compassionate mother to devotees? Have compassion on my mother and save her. If she has your grace, there would not be any occasion to cremate her. Ramana's words became true eventually. Mother recovered and went back to Mana Madre. However, she felt that she should be with Ramana and spend her last with him and die in his arms. So, in 1916, she came to Tiruvannamalai to stay with her son permanently. Ramana was 37 years old at that time. Initially, mother stayed with a devotee named Echamma. Daily, Echamma would prepare food for Ramana, and both mother and Echamma would walk to the cave, serve Bhagavan, and walk back home. This was hard on mother's health. So one day, Echamma requested Bhagavan to allow mother to stay with him in the cave. Before Bhagavan said anything, some of the devotees who were present at the time retorted, as if the question was put to them, "Achama, Achama, don't you know that this place is for sannyasins? Women should not stay here, don't you know that? So take her back home with you. Quick, shikram." They totally forgot that Ramana was sitting there and he was the deciding factor. Achama was dumbstruck and mother was in tears. They slowly started walking. Bhagavan, who was so far silent and watching all this, got up from his seat, walked towards his mother, held her hand and said, "Amma, Amma, let us go. If not here, we would stay somewhere else," and started walking out with mother. The devotees regretted for their mistake and begged Bhagavan to forgive them. During this period, so many wonderful things happened. To mention a few, Bhagavan composed Arunachala Akshara Manamale, and Bhagavan had his second death experience. Also, Bhagavan composed Arunachala Padigam out of inspiration that was instigated by Lord Shiva himself, and many, many more. Suddenly, water problem came. Bhagavan had to walk long way up the hill to fetch water for his mother to bathe. Seeing this, a loving devotee named Kandaswami built an ashram for Bhagavan little above the Virupaksha cave near a perennial spring all by himself. The ashram was named after him as Kandashrama. Bhagavan with his mother moved to Kandashrama by the end of 1916. Now let us concentrate on Mother Aragamma's liberation. After moving to Kandashrama, mother lived only for 6 years. Within that period, Ramana prepared her mind for liberation by teaching her in silence, in words, and also through examples and demonstrations. He mainly worked on 2 things: her attachment to her Brahminical habits and her attachment to her body. Let us see a couple of enlightening anecdotes that happened between mother and son. One day, a man brought firewood to the ashram. Bhagavan could see that he was tired and hungry, so he asked mother, "Amma, give him some food." Mother said, "First you eat and then I will give him food." Bhagavan said, "First you give him food and then I will eat." Mother said, "No, first you eat." Bhagavan said, "No, you give him first." Both were adamant on their principle. No need to say that Bhagavan won the battle. Ramana slowly made his mother see that all forms are God's form, and by serving people, you really serve God. Once mother wanted to make appalam for Ramana because it was his favorite dish when he was a boy. This incident happened when she was in Virupaksha cave. One day, with the help of some lady devotees, mother gathered ingredients to make appalam. She kept her plan in secret because she wished to surprise her son with appalam. Ramana was quietly observing mother's movements. At night, Bhagavan was sitting outside the cave and mother started making appalam. There were about 300 balls to roll. So mother thought, if she had her son's help, she could finish the job quickly. So she went to him and asked, "Appa, I am making appalam. Do you want to help me in rolling? Ramana kept quiet. She went back. Then after some time, again she came to him and said, Appa, please come and help me. I know how much you like appalam. I am making it for you. If you give me a hand in rolling, both of us could finish the job quickly. Ramana did not reply. She went back. Ramana wanted to take this opportunity to teach mother. So the next time when she came to him for help, he said stiffly, I do not want appalam. And even if you make it, I will not eat. Mother was in tears. Ramana said, sit down and listen to me. See, I am going to teach you to make appalam in my way. You better learn it and taste it. Saying so, he composed a song for her.
இப்போவிதன்னில் ஏங்கி தீரியாமல் இப்போவிதன்னில் ஏங்கி தீரியாமல் சத்போத சுக சத்குருவானவர் சத்போத சுக சத்குருவானவர் செப்பாது சொன்ன தத்துவமாகின்ற செப்பாது சொன்ன தத்துவமாகின்ற ஒப்புயத்தில்லா ஓர் மொழியின்படி ஒப்புயர்வில்லா ஓர் மொழியின்படி அப்பழம் விட்டு பாரு அம்மா அப்பழம் விட்டு பாரு அதை சாப்பிட்டு உன் ஆசை தீரு அதை சாப்பிட்டு உன் ஆசையை தீரு அப்பழம் விட்டு பாரு.
This is a big song packed with Vedantic wisdom. In short, Ramana tells how to make material appalam and how to make spiritual appalam side by side. For material appalam, the base is urudda. One has to pound the uluttambarupu, the gram, very well and make it into powder. Urud theriyadu akinu. Then one should add parandarasam, milagu, jeeragam and so on. The final product is appalam. For spiritual appalam, the base is the I am body notion. One should pound it by enquiry, who am I, who am I, who am I, until one gets the paroksha nichaya, that is a staunch faith in the truth that one is Atman and not the body. The faith should foster by satsangam and by control of senses and so on. The final product is aparoksha anubhuti, that is Brahma Jnanam. After listening to all this, mother said, Appa, it is very, very difficult. It's way beyond my capacity. Bhagavan said, no, mother, it is very easy. Just go to the root of the I thought. Let me explain.
நானார் இடம் ஏதென்று உள் போனால் நினைவுகள் போய் நானான் என கூகையுள் தானாய் திகழும் நானார் இடம் ஏதென்று உள் போனால் நினைவுகள் போய் நானான் என கூகையுள் தானாய் திகழும் ஆன்ம ஞானமே இதுவே மோலமே ஏகபானமே இன்பத்தானமே இதுவே மோனமே ஏகவானமே இன்பதானமே ஐயே அதிசுலபம் ஆன்ம வித்தை ஐயே அதிசுலபம்.
Mother said, Appa, please, you see, I am an ordinary woman. I know only to work. I know to cook. I know to wash and so on. Bhagavan said, okay, let me teach you taking what you have said now.
தன்மம் பயந்தரல் கர்த்தனது ஆணையார் தன்மம் பயந்தரல் கர்த்தனது ஆணையால் கண்மம் கடவுளோ உந்திபர கண்மம் கடவுளோ உந்திபர கண்மம் ஜடமதால் உந்திபர கண்மம் ஜடமதால் உந்திபர
அம்மா யூ சே தட் யூ கேன் ஒர்க் நவ் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் that work produces result. Then understand that God gives the result. And the body with which you work is inert. அப்புறம் then understand that the result stays in your mind as latent tendencies. அதை சம்ஸ்காரம்னு சொல்லுவோம். The samskara impels you to work again. திரும்ப திரும்ப வேலை செய்ய தூண்டும். This is a circle. Work, result, samskara. Then work, result, samskara. If you stay in this circle, you can never get liberated. Mother asked, then do you say that I should not work? Bhagavan said, no mother, you should work, but without attachment.
கர்த்தன் காக்கும் நிஷ்காமிய கர்மங்கள் கர்த்தன் காக்கும் நிஷ்காமிய கர்மங்கள் கருத்தை திருத்தியது உந்திபர கருத்தை திருத்தியது உந்திபர கதி வழி காண்பிக்கும் உந்திபர
Nishkama karma and Ishvara aradhana are the ways to get purity of mind. The best Ishvara aradhana is to see every form as God's form and to serve all with this bhava. Ennuru yavum irai uruvamana enni vazhipadal undi para ஈசனர் பூஜை அதுதான் உண்மையான ஈஸ்வர பூஜை தட் வில் லீட் டு தியானா அண்ட் ஃபைனலி வில் லிபரேட் யூ செட் பகவான் நவ் மதர் சா ஹர் சன் அஸ் குரு ரமணா அண்ட் கன்சிடர்ட் ஹர் செல்ஃப் அஸ் ஹிஸ் சிஷ்யா லைக் கபிலா அண்ட் தேவஹூதி மதர் குக்ட் ஃபார் எவ்ரி ஒன் அண்ட் சர்வ் ஆல் இன் த ஆஷ்ரம் வித் த சர்வீஸ் ஸ்பிரிட் Slowly she was improving in her sadhana, but her health started deteriorating. On the 19th May 1922, her condition became very critical. Bhagavan understood that was the day for mother to depart from this world. After his morning walk, he went straight to mother's room. It was about 8 in the morning. He sat beside his mother. He placed his right hand on her spiritual heart and his left hand on her head. He was guiding and working on her vasanas, latent tendencies, which are the cause for the future birth. At the same time, Ganapati Shastrihal and his disciples started chanting Vedic mantras. The devotees sang Arunachala Akshara Manamale. The whole atmosphere was charged with divine grace. At 8 at night, mother's mind dissolved in the heart. She was liberated.
Namah Parvati Padaye Hara Hara Mahadeva.
Mother was buried in the southeast corner of the foothill of Arunachala near Pali Tirtham with honor and respect. They covered the samadhi and Bhagavan Ramana installed a Shivalingam on top of it. At that time, Ganapati Shastri sang in praise of the event.
ஜயத்து மகரிஷே மாதா பூதா ஜய மாத்ரு பூதேஸ்வரா பாஹி ஜயத்து சமாதி கோபித தீயஹ ஜய மாத்ரு பூதேஸ்வரா பாஹி ஜயத்து மஹரிஷி ஸ்தாபித லிங்கம் ஜய மாத்ரு பூதேஸ்வரா பாஹி ஜயத்து ஜதீதம் நவமக சமனம் ஜய மாத்ரு பூதேஸ்வரா பாஹி ஜய மாத்ரு பூதேஸ்வரா பாஹி ஜய மாத்ரு பூதேஸ்வரா பாஹி.
A thatched roof was erected on top of Samadhi and Niranjananda Swami took care of it. Daily in the morning, Bhagavan would walk from Skandashrama to Samadhi shrine and will be there until noon and then walk back to Skandashrama. This routine went on for 6 months. One day in December,
அருணாச்சலேஸ்வரர் சங்கல்பத்தார் அருணாச்சலேஸ்வரர் சங்கல்பத்தால் அவன் பாத பத்மம் அதில் அமைந்திட்ட கோயிலில் அருணாச்சலேஸ்வரர் சங்கல்பத்தால் அவன் பாத பத்மம் அதில் அமைந்திட்ட கோவிலில் அருகினில் சென்றமல்தான் ரமணன் அருகினில் சென்றமல்தான் ரமணன் அங்கு நிரந்தரமாய் வாசம் செய்ய அருகினில் சென்றமல்தான் ரமணன் அங்கு நிரந்தரமாய் வாசம் செய்ய அருணாச்சலேஸ்வர சங்கல்பத்தால்.
One day morning, Bhagavan walked to the Samadhi shrine as usual, but he did not go back. When asked for the reason, Bhagavan said, "The power which brought me from Madurai to Thiruvannamalai has brought me from Kandashrama to here." You know, that was the start of Ramanashrama. For about 28 years, Bhagavan was sitting there in grandeur, emanating grace everywhere. You know how?
Swayam prakashaka kaupina vasaha dandaka hastaha karunya netraha varamrudu bashi mandahasa vadanaha mukti vidayaka shakti sahitaha parabrahma ramanaha ஆத்ம பிரகாசம் சர்வத்ர பிரசாரயன் காம்பீர்யேண தத்ர ஆசீத்.
So many great events took place. The Kumbhabhishekam of Matribhuteshwara temple was performed. Many people visited Ramanashrama, religious leaders, politicians, maharajas, sadhus, lay men and women, children, you name it, all visited Ramanashrama and received the grace of Bhagavan. When things were going well, Ramana's health began to fail. At the end of 1948, a small nodule appeared behind the elbow of his left arm. It started growing. The devotees urged Bhagavan to undergo operation and get it out. Ramana said, "No treatment is needed. Just leave it to the divine will." But devotees were anxious. In short, in 1949, Bhagavan was operated 4 times. Doctors diagnosed it as sarcoma. But Bhagavan was smiling and was giving darshan to people as usual. Bhagavan said, "Why are you attached to this body? When are you going to learn that I am not the body? I am everywhere. I am everywhere, you know. Try to assimilate this truth." It was 14th of April 1950. The devotees understood that the end was nearing. There were about 400 devotees in the ashram for the evening darshan. They started chanting the Arunachala Akshara Manamale.
Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala. Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala.
At about 8:45 p.m., Bhagavan asked his attendant to lift his body and keep it in the sitting position. He opened his eyes and looked at the devotees. A few drops of tears rolled down. He breathed his last at 8:47 p.m.
Namah Parvati Padaye Hara Hara Mahadeva.
At that very moment, a shooting star-like phenomena moved slowly across the sky, reached the summit of the holy hill Arunachala and disappeared. Many people, even far away from Thiruvannamalai, witnessed it. Hundreds of thousands of people flocked to the Ramanashramam to have his last darshan. Bhagavan Ramana was buried next to Mother Samadhi with great honor and respect. As Saint Ekanath said in his first song,
Hridayi Paramatma Nande Paripurna Toshiva Sanatana Purna Brahma.
Bhagavan is always in our hearts, showering His grace on us.
Mangalam Ramanayate, Jaya Mangalam Karunayate. Mangalam Ramanayate, Jaya Mangalam Karunayate. Mangalam Ramanam Shivam. Idam maya kritam ramana katamritam Ishvara lila bhagamiti jnatva Ishvara padambuje samarpayami. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha.